So before we start the next Mishnah, which is going to continue on this theme, just one important machloikis Rashi and Tosfos as it relates to the first Gemara that we learned. So the Gemara began, v'amar Rava, pragmatia kol shu aser. You're not allowed to do business on Chol HaMoed. You can't do geschäft. Amar Rav Yosi bar Avin. Rav Yosi bar Avin qualified this halacha. This is not shocking after learning the first 10 dafen of the Masechta. He said, but davar Avin mutter, that in the event it's a davar Avin, it's going to be okay. So Rashi, two lines from the bottom, Dibra Maskul, Ubedavra Oven Mutter, explains what this qualification is. And it's Kedai to see Lushoine Hazav inside. Says Rashi, Ubedavra Oven Mutter, Shemiyeloi Hefsid, Imloya Sen, Aloysa Schaira, Mutala Saisa. What did Rabbi Yossi Bar Abba mean when he said, when it's a Dover Oven, you're allowed to do business on Chol HaMoed? He meant to say that if you're not going to do business, you're going to end up having a Hefsid, it's going to be fine. But here's the punchline. Avo Bechinon. But in the event that you're not going to profit at all, in the event that this business that you're doing is neither here nor there, it's bechinam. It's really not going to make a difference. You can sell this thing on Chol HaMoed or you can sell it after Yontif. It's neither here nor there. If that's the case, Aser, it's going to be Aser. And all the Rishonim and the Achronim are Medayik from Rashi. That it seems that Rashi has a new definition of Davar HaAved. Till now, every time we saw the concept of Davar HaAved, we've made a big deal about the fact, because the Gemara did, that Davar HaAved doesn't mean you're going to lose profit. We don't care about you losing profit. Davar HaAved means you're going to lose Keren. You're going to lose principal. So you have a field that right now is worth $1,000. If you don't work the field, after Yontif, it's going to be worth $800. That's a Davar HaAved. If I have a field that's worth $1,000, I have an opportunity to improve it, embellish it, so it'll be worth $1,200. I don't care. That's not called davar avid. A bevasav Rashi in our suya ubeprakmati shari when it's a davar avid says Rashi hefsid. Okay, avo bechinam shaloi larviachasi. You know what it sounds like from Rashi? The only time something's not a davar avid if it's bechinam, if I'm not gonna gain or lose anything. But in the event that I stand to make profit by doing business right now, so that it's not bechinam, in that case it's gonna be mutter. In other words, Rashi's saying clearly that as it relates to the halach of davar avid when it comes to prakmati. Matya, davar avid means not just I stand to lose if I don't do malacha, but I'm going to not make profit. That's enough to allow a person to go do business. Tosfos argues, the last Tosfos on the Amid says clearly not that way. Tosfos says that just like throughout the Masechta, davar avid means you're physically going to lose something. When it comes to matya, it means the same thing. But the question is, what's pshat Rashi? Why would Rashi suddenly here on Daf Yudam and Beis change the definition of davar avid as to what it meant throughout the entire Masechta? And the Mefarshim all explained that the pshat is pasha. Till now, we've been dealing with melochos. So for example, the first mishnah of the Masechta, Mashkin Beis Hashlachim. If someone's mashka field, he did a real bona fide melacha. Told of Chayresh, told of Zereya, Machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. But up until this point, we've been dealing with real melachas. If someone does business, even on Shabbos, it's not over an Issa Dayraisa, V'davir Dover, Divrei Kabbalah, but an Issa Dayraisa, it's not one of the Lamatas melachas. The Lamatas melachas are very clearly defined. Zereya, Chayresh, Koitzer. It's possible that doing work will involve doing a malach, involve malacha Dayraisa, but Lav Dafka, a person that buys something or sells something, Nishtav Shabbos Karet, didn't violate an Issa Dayraisa. So really, pragmatia is not a real malacha. So says Rashi, that even though it's true, Rava said pragmatia kol shu aser, but it's not as chomer as doing a real malach on Chol HaMoed. So when it comes to doing a real malach on Chol HaMoed, that's more chomer. Therefore, even though it's mutter b'davar avid, davar avid has to mean that you're physically losing, as opposed to when it comes to doing business, geschäft, that's an issa d'rabbanan. Mekachu memkaz asa m'd'rabbanan. It's not asa m'd'raisa. Even on Shabbos and Yontif, kal v'chomer on Chol HaMoed. So if that's the case, it's more kuladig, and because it's more kuladig, we have a more liberal definition of what davar avid is going to mean. A very, very yisoidi Rashi here tucked away on the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis.